have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Lord, hallelujah. It's Thursday, and we're thankful. Hallelujah. We're giving God praise for this blessed opportunity. We thank God for this day, for our health, for our strength, for our friends, our family, and even our enemies. We thank God. Hallelujah. Most of all, for Jesus. And we know that because of the blood of Jesus, we're in right standing with God. We're in right standing with God because, God, we cannot do anything to make ourselves better in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Nothing stronger than the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it is Thursday. We're thankful. And, of course, we want you to know that this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life. From ministry to marketplace, it is a positive voice and you know, positive vibes and positive vision. We just believe that we can all live our best life as we keep chopping at the wood. We just keep on making our way. We keep on rowing in our boat. We keep on striving for excellence. You know, we just keep on keeping on, keep our hearts and our minds open to new things, to advances in technology, learning what we need to learn, not giving up because it's something new, not giving up because it's something different, but we are moving forward because we decide to pray. Father, we thank you now for this blessed opportunity. We give your name all glory and honor. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the people that's listening. We pray that nuggets will be dropped in their spirit, that will inspire them, that will encourage them, that will cause them to want to take that next step, to get to that next level, to reach a little bit higher. God, we thank you now. And Lord, we thank you for Kimmy Kim. Bless her and the entire Elation family. God, bless us in our endeavors. Every podcast is blessed. Every leader is blessed. Every helper is blessed. Oh, God, every host is blessed. We thank you now, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and thank God. So, friends, if you'd like to reach out to me, I'm Loretta Petit. You can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I would be ecstatic, of course, to correspond with you. It would be, as my friend Les Brown would say, a plum pleasing pleasure. So catchy. But yes, indeed. I will be happy to do that. So, you know, next week we have invited a young lady to share with us. She has a book. I think it's called Saved by Grace or Grace Saved Me. And she experienced a loss of her child and some other things happened to her. And so she, you know, put out a book, I guess is a form of therapy, but also to encourage other people coming behind her who may have similar situations that she encountered. The book is called Rescued by Grace. It's called Rescued by Grace. Her name's Pamela White, and we certainly invited her to share with us on next week, and hopefully she can. And that will be great to hear her story. Now, when we look at a sister, a brother, anybody, everyone, we have stories. Everyone has a story that's had an opportunity to live for any length of time. Have a story, you know. Actually, even infants and babies that can't talk have stories, how they got here. How was that delivery? You know, if they could put it into words, they would have some stories to tell us and tell you about that that initial look at the world and the people in it. But we give God the thanks that, of course, he deserves because he is worthy. And he's given all of us stories. We have testimonies. We have something to share with someone, something that we can say to help someone. So today I'm just chatting with you. I'm multitasking today, taking care of some other operations. So I decided, okay, I'm going to just take a little break, chill out, and talk to my sisterhood today. I think that we all have something to give, and I don't want you to ever cut yourself short and think that you don't. I was reading someone's post today, and it wasn't a sister, but we feel the same way. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed. Sometimes we feel inadequate. Sometimes we feel that we're totally out of our league. But I want you to know that if you have been privileged to get there, the Lord is able to keep you. The Lord is able to keep you if you want to be kept. You know, I have a situation right now that I'm struggling with myself. I'm trying to decide, am I going to go or am I going to stay? Am I going to keep it or am I going to let it go? And so when we have those crossroads, we pray and wait for God, who is spirit, to connect with our spirit and give us that registry of freedom, let it go, or give us that registry of no comfort, confirmation, stay. Or however God deals with you, we all experience a multifaceted, infinite God in different ways. So when people say God said this and God said that and God said the other, sometimes they wear me out, but I can't say that God is not speaking to them, you know, 100 million times in one day, and he hasn't spoken to me not once today. I can't refute that if you say that God speaks to you a million times a day. But it could be highly unlikely that people that do that are just in a habit of doing that. Now, how did I migrate to that point? Like I said, we're just talking today. So people that say that, I'm not going to say, no, God didn't tell you to do that. But I'm just going to wait and watch. And then when I wait and watch and see that that didn't pan out, that didn't connect, that made your life worse, that made everybody's situation worse, then, you know, I come to understand that people do that by habit. Let me just say a thing about habits. We've got to watch and be careful with our habits. Because, you know, people trust us as believers, and especially those who are in ministry. There are people who trust us to carry truth, to be above reproach, to be bold enough, call a spade, and not brown nose. See, I'm not good at brown nosing. I don't like that part of life, but it's a way to get ahead. People know how to use it, too, in the church and out of the church. They know how to brown nose well. And I believe I could brown nose well if I chose to do that. But that's not my thing. I always want someone to love me and like me authentically. I really do. I want you to authentically like me. I don't want you to like me because I'm giving you this and giving you that and telling you all the things you want to hear each and every day, you know, showing up to, you know, always be there. Even my stuff is undone and, you know, my life is in shambles and I'm just always there for you so that you could like me. We've got to be careful of those kinds of things. Those habits are not good habits. Brown nosing, you get the points from man, but are you getting points from God for that? God wants us to be authentic and genuine. Now, let's go back to the habits. We've got to be careful of those habits, the things that we say, God told me to do this, or God told me to do that, if that's a habit. Sometimes God did tell you to do certain things, and it may be strange. It may not be logical, but God told you to do it, and you do it, and, you know, it turns out that it works for the good of everybody involved. And even if you miss God, you know, God still loves you, and he still forgives you. It's man that we look at you and, like, wonder, what's going on with you? You said, but when you miss God, God still loves you. And God looks, you know, he gives you that grace, and he gives you that mercy and pulls you out. It's man that's got to shake it off. So be careful of that. If that's a habit with you, you know, curb that habit. Only say what God says to you. God will speak to you in some kind of way because he speaks to his children because he wants us not to miss it. He say, I will not have you ignorant. He's going to find a way to get the message to you. You don't have to make some things up. That's not the only habit, though. Habits in general, we must be careful with you know, how we're dipping and slipping and all of those kind of things that we do. If there are things that you are struggling with, if there are things that you are struggling with, those behind closed doors and keep working on it. Don't bring that out into the public, because people can't unsee some things. People can't unhear some things. So certain things, you know, it's going to be like, wow. And that's going to water down your witness. When you try to tell somebody A, B, and C about the word, they're going to tell you D, E, and F, what they saw you do or what they heard you do. So let's be careful of those things that have become habits and we can't seem to exercise the proper control. Deal with that stuff behind closed doors and in prayer until the Lord delivers you from that. Don't, you know, put yourself on blast and ruin your witness, right? So that's very, very important. Now, again, you're listening to the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. If you want to reach out to me, if you have someone that would like to be interviewed with me, or someone even want to be a co-host with me, we'll try that. You can always send your information to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I would be happy to talk to you and find out, you know, if that person is the right fit for the podcast, because it's all about bringing positive vibes, positive vision to the women who listens to this podcast, the women of God and otherwise. And if you're not saved, I encourage you to accept the Lord Jesus as your choice. This is a great big old world. What man you know could handle this? Man didn't do this. God did this. So I'm saying to you, in order to function in it, you know, where God is pleased, he's got to be the leader, and we're just the followers. We're the followers of the Lord, and if you're going to be a follower, there's no greater one to follow than God. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm checking my time. So, yes, so if you'd like to reach out to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I do want to put some things on your heart today. I want to encourage you to continue to pray about the Russia-Ukraine situation, because things have a way of spreading. Just like COVID didn't start in America, it had a way of spreading. This situation has a way of spreading, although we want to pray against that. We want to cancel Satan's assignments at its very root, all of them, concerning war, concerning what's happening between Russia and the Ukraine. We want to pray that it's contained right there and that it even dry up. I don't know what it's going to take for that to happen, but I don't need to know. All I need to know is that I'm taking it to the Father who does all things well. So I'm asking that you would join me in that prayer, that we pray for the people of the Ukraine to experience the kind of safety that we enjoy for the most part, to enjoy the freedom that we enjoy for the most part, and that Russia would back off, that this would come to a conclusion, that it would just end. This is ridiculous. That God would touch that man's mind and his spirit. Now, we're going to, over all of that, we're going to say, God, let your will be done, because we think we know, but we only know what we can know. There are things sometimes that has happened in the Bible. We saw armies against armies. We saw God's army against the enemy's army. We saw nations against nations in the Bible. Read it if you haven't already. Always wars and fights, all of that. So we don't understand everything there is to understand about this situation. All we know is that we enjoy peace, and we want peace. And we want people to be safe. So we're going to pray the prayer that God will cover the people of the Ukraine, and that God would have his hand on this situation, and that this will be self-contained and not spread, and that these people, innocent people, you know, would be safe. I want to put that on your mind and on your heart today. Second thing I want to put on your mind and your heart is Earth Day. I think Earth Day is tomorrow. You can check me on it. Friday, I think. There are some things that we can do concerning Earth Day that we can be involved in, that we can push, that we can press forward with, that we can support as it relates to taking care of our environment, you know, taking care of our environment, taking care of, you know, the stand for justice, just different things we can do for Earth Day. Earth Day has expanded now from where it started to covering things of justice and, you know, for humankind to do the right thing and get justice and things of that nature. So we want to, of course, think about our Earth, our planet. What are we doing that we could do better? Like, I remember back in the day, spraying aerosol cans, hairspray and stuff, that had to change because it was supposedly, you know, messing with our ozone layer. So much has already done that, and we've got so much, you know, that has been a repercussion from that. Things we can do, like we can keep our communities clean, we can fight for justice of wrongdoings with anybody, we can join a force that's doing that. I know of one force that stands for justice. It's called Color of Change. See in your community if there's one there. It's predominantly women, but you know, they fight for causes of justice. Color of Change, look them up. It's just one organization. Of course, we have the NAACP, Fight for Justice. We have coalitions and things of that nature, urban leagues. And we want to also stand tall and see what we can do about, you know, any kind of laws they're putting out there to help people get jobs, help them gain skills. You know, you may not be able to do it all in one day, but you can get your balls turning, your gears are turning on tomorrow, get the balls rolling, rather, and get your gears turning on tomorrow. If that's Earth Day. And let's just keep that in mind and do what we can while we can for all that we can. You know, God has graced us to have some vision and to have mobility prayerfully, to have strength, to have vision. Let's not hold all that stuff down, keep all that stuff in a bag. Let's put it out there. Don't be afraid to fail, because if you attempt it, that means that you have a heart to get it done. And if you fail at getting it done, it's okay. You can try again. Many of the greats that we know today, they've tried so many times and failed, but we know their names because they didn't stop. They got up and they kept moving. So God bless you. God keep you. That's my prayer. I'm glad we had this little chit-chat today. Next week, prayerfully, we'll be able to get Miss Pamela White on. Her book is called Rescued by Grace, and she'll be able to share some of her story. I love stories because by your story, you know, I learn things. I'm enlightened. I'm encouraged. I'm strengthened. I'm inspired. So I like to share stories. We're going to try and bring you more stories as we continue to push forward right here on the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Take good care. And on Friday night, join us if you're on Clubhouse. We're going to be added a conversation that you can jump in and be a part of. Look for From Ashes to Beauty. From Ashes to Beauty, 9 p.m. Central. We're on Clubhouse. Hope to see you there. Take good care now. Bye-bye.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are, some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. what's life about? Some live and don't see you're the way out. Is it only look and see? You worry in the great heavenly. They'd have to cry out, glory, hallow be thou name. Most excellent God. The mountains clap and the hills sing. Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are. No one's holy like you are. You are. Yes, there's none besides you. You are. And there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. I find no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Somebody say, is he, is it a you? He is the main, and so much more. Oh, worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here, anybody loving like